Page 155. The Hideki Matsui Story. Chapter 7. Godzilla Arrives in New York. I'm going to visit Ground Zero right now. In January 2003, Hideki went to New York to announce that he would join the Yankees. As soon as he arrived at his hotel, he left to visit Ground Zero. That is the site of the attacks on the World Trade Center buildings on September 11, 2001. Because he would live in New York, Hideki believed this was an important thing to do. He wanted to see where this terrible event had taken place with his own eyes. The meeting to tell everyone that he was becoming a Yankee was held 2 weeks later. The next time that Hideki came to New York, he brought many boxes of personal things. But at the airport, he suddenly said, "Let's go straight to Yankee Stadium." This was a little strange for Hideki, who never got very excited. At this moment, he seemed like a little boy again. At Yankee Stadium, Hideki talked with the team, and then went to his locker. He opened it and saw his uniform inside. It had his name Matsui and his number 55. "So this is my uniform. I'll be wearing it in home games from here on." Then Hideki looked out over the field. "So this is Yankee Stadium." With that, he ran out to the field. He went from right field to center and then to left field. He stopped a number of times along the way. "Where will I play? If I play center field, will it be here?" He looked so happy as he stopped at each position in the field. After that, he walked out to left field to see the figures of famous Yankees players. There were the faces of Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, and other stars from the past. The Yankees have had so many great players. What a wonderful team. Everything Hideki saw made him more happy and excited. When he went to the practice area inside the stadium, he couldn't stop himself. He put on his training clothes and began to swing a bat. Soon he was sweating, and he continued to practice his batting as always. The Yankees were holding their spring training in Tampa, Florida. When Hideki got there, the other players on the team gave him a warm welcome. "Nice to meet you. My name is Hideki Matsui." Hideki used the English words he learned just the night before. "Oh, Godzilla!" With that, everyone laughed and welcomed him with big smiles. "Matsu, you'll be living in Manhattan, right?" "I do too, so I can give you a ride to the stadium in my car. But only if you teach me some Japanese." Saying this was Derek Jeter, the Yankee team captain. Derek then put his arm around Hideki's shoulders. The official notice of Hideki joining the team was held on February 14th. Yankee manager Joe Torre was there. So was Roger Clemens, one of the best pitchers in the major leagues for many years. Afterwards, Roger invited Hideki to a restaurant for dinner. Roger said, "When I went to Japan, everyone said, 'Ultraman is here.' That made me happy." "Ultraman is a hero in Japan, right? Hey, is he stronger than Godzilla?" Hideki laughed at the joke and felt a sense of relief. Many reporters from Japan were in New York to write about Hideki. There were so many that Hideki worried they would cause trouble for the other players on the team. Seeing that, Jason Giambi told them, "Hey everyone, take it easy on Hideki. We know you want to follow him, but don't push him. Give him a chance to play his game."